Now, wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
I saw an episode of Monarch of the Glen many years ago. It came back to me for some reason recently. There was a scene where all the members of this grand Scottish family were gathered together on the shores of the Loch. That's Scottish, it means lake. For some ceremony of initiation for the new baby granddaughter. The Laird, that's the Scottish equivalent of Lord, as the senior person in the family, took the little granddaughter in his arms, doused her gently with water from the Loch, and with words of great ceremony, claimed her as part of the family. It was a quasi-baptism, and I felt very sad seeing it. I know it was only television, but nonetheless, why wasn't this little one being baptised into the family of God? Why wasn't there a ceremony that recognised her place as the beloved daughter of God? It felt as though she was being baptised into nothing, and it made me wonder, why settle for imitation that stops at death? Who says this particular grand Scottish family would go on forever, or indeed that a parent's liaison would even last? Why settle for that, when you can have the real thing that never ends? It was all so superficial, promising nothing that could stand up, and it made me wonder. I wonder how many people watching that show thought to themselves, that's a lovely idea, and have since gone off and done the same thing. Our lives, it seems to me, like that TV show, have the capacity to inspire people for the eternal or for the superficial. For to do the former, we must be in touch with the eternal one, God. Our lives of themselves are not superficial to God. For him, our lives are a veritable gold mine that he never ceases to uncover for us. Yet sometimes we can be superficial in our dealings with God and with others. We increase the capacity for death and realism in this world, it seems to me, when we treat God and others seriously and give them both the dignity they deserve. We do that through our thoughts, our words, actions, and you don't need me to spell out how you go about that. Let God know this. Let him know that you haven't settled for the superficial. Go meet him in the real and the deep this week.